A partner in Pollard Pork Farm says a cull sow slaughtering plant in Moose Jaw would help improve Canadian food security. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
British Columbia-based Donald's Fine Foods, which operates the Thunder Creek pork processing plant in Moose Jaw, has acquired the former XL beef processing plant in Moose Jaw and is examining the feasibility of converting that facility into a cull sow slaughtering plant. Lorian Posberg, a partner in Polar Pork Farm, says smaller cull sow slaughtering plants in Manitoba and the larger ones in the United States are jammed to capacity and can't handle the cull sows coming to market now. So a plant in Saskatchewan capable of handling local supplies would ease that congestion and probably draw animals from Alberta and Manitoba as well.
You know, when you move a lot of product across the border into the U.S., there's always a border risk. So, you know, from our consumer's point of view, a lot of cull sows end up in sausage, smokies and wieners and all those types of products. Just having more supply of the meats that go into those types of food creates an extra bit of security for us. And, of course, we have plants like Harvest Meats in Yorkton that does a lot of processing, value-adding. I'm sure they're getting a lot of their product that goes into their meats from outside the province and maybe even outside the country. So this really creates an opportunity to supply, primary products for a lot of the food that shows up on our meat shelf.
Posberg notes, in addition to improve food security in Canada, a Saskatchewan-based cull sow slaughtering plant would help reduce the risk of cross-border disease transmission and reduce the level of stress on the animals associated with long-distance transport. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.